Miss Brittany Howard, powerhouse that she is with Alabama Shakes here on 98.3 The Penguin. Hold on. Sometimes we got to be reminded to hold on, to be strong and to persevere. And that is a pretty good stage setting for my chat with our special guest that I have joining me. Turns out the world works in mysterious ways. I really have a connection I didn't even know I had with our guest. So without further ado, I want to welcome Callan Wall. She is with, or she's the owner of Foods for Thought. And it is a whole new way of looking at and dealing with food, nutrition, health, and how we feel about ourselves. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about it. But welcome to the Igloo, Callan.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
We are very excited to have you as well. For some of you out there may know, if not in a past life for me, in another lifetime, I was working as a nutritional counselor in a weight loss setting. And coincidentally, so this arena appeals to me anyway. And then come to find out that the place I worked, it was Nutrisystem Weight Loss Centers in Raleigh. It was my first job out of college. And Deanne was my boss at the time. And her best friend is Donna Gregory, who is Callan's mom. So as soon as I put all that together, I was like, this is just super exciting. And many of you know Donna Gregory, a news anchor here in town. She was in Raleigh way back when. And it's just kind of all kismet and tied together. So I definitely speak the language, have a passion for this myself. So it's a pleasure to have you in.
Thank you.
And so you, let's just let you give yourself a little bit of an introduction to our folks out there. Like, what has drawn you into this path? I guess you said you studied nutrition some. You studied in college.
Yeah, yep. So my name's Callan Wall. I'm the owner of a private practice here in Wilmington. It's a virtual practice, so perfect for amidst the pandemic when we're all trying to be social distance.
Right.
But I own Foods for Thought Nutrition Counseling, and I'm a registered dietitian. So I studied nutrition in school, went on to become a registered dietitian, and spent really the first about 4 years of my career practicing nutrition one way, and now have totally transitioned my entire philosophy to practicing another way. And it's really the only way that I'm ethically willing to practice nutrition counseling.
And that is, let's talk about that a little bit. Like, I get what you're saying, just from what we were chatting off air still. Like, this is a profound shift in comparison to the traditional models that so many people have battled and battled and been the hamster on the wheel over and over, repeating the same cycles. So what you're really offering is a full paradigm shift, sounds like.
It's essentially a full paradigm shift. And it's hard to understand at first, but once you experience it and you experience the transformation that it brings your life, there's no looking back. And that's how it has been for me personally in my own like relationship with food and nutrition, but also just professionally and how I counsel others, you know?
Right. So this is an opportunity. What you're offering and presenting in that paradigm shift is a chance for people to get off the hamster wheel.
Off the hamster wheel of diet culture. Yeah.
Right. So you decided to branch out on your own kind of based on the experience you had in the more traditional setting.
Exactly. So I still do work part-time for a company in town, but just with this whole paradigm shift within my own professional life, I figured, why not see how it goes doing it on my own? And it's worked out pretty well so far, and super rewarding, super fulfilling work for both me and my clients.
Oh, of course. And a big step to take off and do it on your own. But like you said, after you've gained the knowledge and awareness that you have, you're saying you really ethically, you couldn't do it any other way at this point.
Exactly. Yeah. So like my whole mission is to empower, I work with mainly women, but I do have some men that I've worked with, but empower women to find balance in the way that they approach their health and treat their bodies and develop a more peaceful relationship with their food and body rather than feeling like they have to manipulate their body, you know, and change their body size and engage in, you know, diet culture behaviors. I really help them like nourish from a place of self-care and body respect versus self-control.
Self-care versus self-control.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big, big difference and a great illustration of kind of that in a nutshell, I guess, illustrates what you're talking about and how different it is. So if you're just joining us, just tune in. It's Callan Wall. She is the owner of Foods with an S, Foods for Thought Nutrition. Name change coming on the horizon.
Yes.
I know. But for now, Foods for Thought is what you'll look for. That name change is coming in a month or two. But you can certainly find her on Facebook. She's got a beautiful website if you want to start taking a sneak peek. I love just the opening on your website, Nourish Your Whole Self.
Yeah.
I mean, that says so much right there. And we're going to continue getting into the kind of more of the picture of really how it's different and what she's offering. But again, you can find her on Facebook, Foods for Thought Nutrition. And on that note, we'll take a little musical interlude and hand it over to the one and only Dr. John with his song that fits just perfectly. And he's given us a little food for thought here on The Penguin. The one and the only Dr. John here on 98.3 The Penguin. You know, I'm always looking for songs that fit well with what we're talking about. I've got my guest, Callan Wall, here, who is a business owner of Foods for Thought Nutrition Counseling. And, well, that Dr. John song was put on a platter, and apparently it's her theme song.
My theme song. It's my walkout song.
Right. You were set to tell me about that moment. And it was at the car one day. You were somewhere kind of like, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing?
Yeah. So I, you know, being a new business owner, you have the ups and downs and, you know, is this where I'm supposed to be? And I got into my car, turned The Penguin on, was driving to my part-time job. And that song, Food for Thought, came on. And I was like solidified. I was like, this is it. I'm where I'm supposed to be.
That is your, right that, that was your sign.
That was my sign.
Well,
so thank you.
And it's funny, as I'm always trying to think of those songs, and then when that one hit me, I'm like, duh, silver platter, that one is. All right, so if you are just joining us and maybe missed the first segment, Callan Wall is my special guest today. We are shining our light on her business, Foods for Thought Nutrition Counseling. She is online on Facebook. Her website is foodsforthoughtnutrition.com. She also is on our 30 off local store, so you can save some money on one-on-one, and perhaps there's the one-on-one, and you do like a 12-week program as well. So you've got some ways you can save some money if you're interested in services. For folks out there that missed the first segment, we'll just recap just a little bit of some of the kind of the nutshell. You had a couple of things that you said that really did sort of capture the essence of what you're doing. You mentioned, was it self-care?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I help people nourish themselves from a place of self-care versus self-control.
I mean, that says so much, because so much, the dieting whole thing is about you got to be in control, got to be in control, got to be in control. And that's just not always, that's not necessarily a productive way.
Mm-mm, it really takes you out of touch with listening and tuning in and honoring your body's cues, which is so important for making sustainable changes in your health behaviors.
And that kind of leads into, I guess, a big fundamental piece of what you do is intuitive eating.
Intuitive eating, yes. So my practice is rooted in the principles of intuitive eating. So intuitive eating is a self-care eating framework, which integrates instinct, emotion, and rational thought. So it's a weight-inclusive, evidence-based model with over 125 research studies to validate its use.
Wow.
And it's actually been associated with improving cholesterol, blood sugar, blood pressure, increasing body image and self-esteem, which most, you know, diets out there don't do. They create more anxiety around food, and you know, they usually lower our self-esteem and make us obsessed with our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's also been associated with greater life satisfaction, which who doesn't want that?
I mean, right. I mean, that is a term, if you've also missed in the first segment, in my previous lifetime, I was working as a nutritional counselor and running in circles, it turns out, with Callan's mom in Raleigh. But, you know, intuitive eating, that was a term that didn't exist then, did it? Is that a newer term or a newer movement?
It actually has been around since 1995. So the authors of Intuitive Eating are two dietitians, and they came up with this framework in 1995. So it's been around for a while. It's just not very well known.
And we need to shine our light on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this really is, as we talked in the first, it's a full paradigm shift away from dieting. You call yourself a non-diet
dietitian.
Right.
Yes. So really, I focus on health behaviors rather than someone's weight when it comes to their health outcomes.
And so, for example, you know, anybody that's ever dieted, you know, there's that, oh, I'm not supposed to eat this. So all that does is places that this, that item, completely in our focus and makes us crave it and want it and obsess with it.
And then you end up binging on that food because you just can't take it anymore. And or maybe you say, okay, I can't restrict this anymore. I'm going to have it all right now and go totally, you know, off the rails. And then you feel really guilty and shameful. And then we say, well, I need more willpower. Let me start over tomorrow or start again Monday. I want to get people out of that cycle.
Right, out of that self-control and into self-care. And so from an intuitive eating perspective, you would tell someone, say it's popcorn or ice cream is their thing, because I remember those were favorite. They were like subcultures of people that love popcorn and ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
But so you would advise a client, how would you advise them from an intuitive eating perspective?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we all have our own relationship to food, right? So we might, you know, for some people, it might be ice cream and popcorn that are their quote unquote forbidden foods that they're not allowed on their quote unquote diet.
Right.
So what I work with people on is, okay, well, first of all, tell me the why behind those. Why is that your forbidden food? What are your beliefs about that food? And also, we might dive into how restricting that food actually can lead to binging on that food and keep you stuck in that cycle. So there's this whole process of something called food habituation, which is helping people eat foods that are their fear foods or their forbidden foods regularly and consistently, and to the point where they can tune into, well, how is this food making my body feel? And I don't intuitively want to eat a whole pint of Ben and Jerry's every single night. Maybe I did it for the first 3 days because I gave myself permission to, but I physically don't feel pleasant. So now I can take a step back and say, okay, well, what does make me feel physically pleasant? And how can I eat this ice cream in a way that helps me feel physically pleasant? Maybe it's eating a little bit less and moving on with my day and not staying stuck in that guilt, shame, restrict, binge cycle.
And knowing that because I'm doing an intuitive thing, that if I want to have it again, I can do it again tomorrow. I can have more tomorrow. So I'm not going to be without it. So I can let it go today and don't have to eat the whole pint because I can have more tomorrow.
Exactly. And with the whole nutrition thing, it's like people feel like they need to have all these rigid rules and guidelines around food. And all that does is keep them stuck in that cycle. And there's a different way. There's a different way to do it.
Right. I mean, and she can certainly go on and on and on. I could keep her here all day because it is very interesting and fascinating to me. If you go to her Facebook page, the cover photo says it all.
Find peace with food.
I mean, that is something I know for so many people. It has just been an elusive existence. That is not, you don't have peace with food.
Or like, your body, right? And another thing is that, you know, when we're stuck in that cycle, we're feeling like, you know, that we have to abide by these rules. And whenever we go one step outside of that rule, we just throw in the towel and swing from totally one side of the pendulum to the other. So we want to kind of stay in the middle, hang in the middle, find some balance.
Right. Which is not, I know, in my years working as a counselor in that setting, it would be like once I had one handful of popcorn, then it was all done. So I might as well eat the whole bag.
Right.
And there's no need for that. But that is that all or nothing pendulum swing is for some people, it is kind of their tendency. So by becoming an intuitive eater, they can start to mitigate that.
Right.
And mediate that a little bit. So you have individual counseling that you do. Mm-hmm. And then you have a 12-week program. Give a little bit of an overview of what that's like.
Yeah. So I offer the one-on-one counseling services. And then my 12-week intuitive eating program actually works through the 10 principles of intuitive eating. And there's options to do it as a group, or there's options to really do it like with someone, like with a partner or with a friend or a family member, or really even just by yourself. And we work through what's called the intuitive eating workbook. So there's different exercises and like practical applications on how to become an intuitive eater. And it's really, it's a journey. So there's really not like a start and an end, like a typical diet. It's more, you know, this is our nutrition journey and how can we learn ways to care for and respect our body every single day, even when we don't necessarily maybe like the way that our body looks every single day.
You right. know? It is really a full paradigm shift, is what I said earlier. That seems to be really a way to encapsulate what she is offering. It's Foods for Thought Nutrition Counseling. New name coming soon. So to make sure everybody knows what to look for when that name change comes.
Yes. So I'm switching to Tula Wellness. And that I think will be coming in November, just a little rebranding going on.
And the Tula, what's behind that new name?
Yeah. So Tula means balance in Sanskrit. And so that's my whole mission, is to empower people to find balance in their health habits. So yeah.
Well, congratulations. A young business owner. I could keep you here all day, but I know you have work to do, and we'll have to get more out there for everybody out there. You can go find out all you need to know, make an appointment, call in and inquire, get some information. Again, she's on Facebook, Foods for Thought Nutrition Counseling. The website is foodsforthoughtnutrition.com. Beautiful site. You can learn a lot more there. And of course, have a free discovery call and start to find peace with food and nourish your whole self. She's got beautiful inspiration for you there on the website. Callan, thank you so much for coming in. Congratulations on taking that plunge to start your own business.
Thank you.
And doing so much to help people and following your own intuition, it sounds like, with the path that you're on and how you're helping people.
Thank you.
You can look for Tula Wellness coming in November. But for now, it's still Foods for Thought Nutrition, and you can save 30% through our 30 off local store on some of those individual sessions or that 12-week program. No time like the present, right? Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we will keep the tunes rolling after this, as always, here with the Penguin.